I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. So 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Wednesday, July 15th. Already halfway through the month of July. Time is flying, isn't it, here? Well, Americans are convinced that the pandemic will change grocery shopping forever. There's a new poll that's been released about the views on grocery shopping has changed in light of COVID-19. 64% said they've utilized grocery delivery products or services. 55% said that they've tried a meal kit delivery service. 68% said that they used their time in quarantine to reevaluate their food shopping and cooking habits. And 42% said they now worry about the cleanliness of the products they buy in the grocery store as a whole. The respondents said that they've cut the length of their typical grocery trip by 10 minutes compared to before the pandemic. 28% said they often have anxiety when they go to the store these days. And then this is interesting. 29% said that they now are more aware of how much food they waste. We do waste a lot of food in America here. So at least that's some good introspective looking into yourself. Let's see. Professional sports, one of the industries hit hardest by the pandemic. And what's going to happen? In fact, the fall football season for the NCAA still kind of up in the air. We're getting down to the wire, too. But believe it or not, there's a physician out there that says that digital immunization checks could actually promote gatherings at sporting events, even when there's not a vaccine available. Said that we're going to need some sort of test that is proof of immunity to get people back into society. Otherwise, it's kind of a, you know, a roll of the dice to see if somebody is infected or is a transmission sick or transmitting it without even knowing it here. So maybe they say perhaps an app to keep track of your immunization history could be used as a check-in point at sporting events. But in any case, maybe not a bad move to keep people safe and allow people to gather. So during the pandemic, not good for the economy, and unemployment still in double-digit numbers. And if you've noticed, I actually got a letter from one of my banks saying they were reducing my credit limit. And to be honest, I was a little baffled by that because I've never been late on a payment and never really maxed out the card. But banks are kind of making sure that they don't have to have any problems, and having large lines of credit to some people is something they don't really want to happen. In fact, they are actually closing some accounts. But the problem is that if they reduce your credit utilization, which is about 30% of your credit score, the second most important scoring factor that you have, it's going to affect your credit. So, for instance, if you had a balance of $2,000 on a card with a $10,000 limit, that means your credit utilization was at 20%. That's the maximum it should be. Now, if they cut that credit limit down to $5,000 and you have a $2,000 limit, of course, that means you have 40% utilization. That's going to bring your scores down. Few things you can do about this, if they've closed an account, which also hurts your score as well, is you can actually contact the company and ask them what's going on. Can you please reevaluate and up the credit limit just again? They say one of the easiest ways to avoid surprise cuts and closings is by keeping your cards active. Many a times you have several credit cards and you don't really want to use them. So the dormant cards are going to be the ones that close, and that's going to hurt your credit history. So stick something that's recurring on there, like your cell phone bill or perhaps your Starbucks habit. Use that one particular card and pay it off. Therefore, you're kind of using it, but you know, not really getting yourself into a hole. They also say you may want to consider applying for another credit card to keep your utilization number low. I mean, so if you're back to the $10,000, if you got cut down to $5,000 and then you picked up a new credit card that had a $5,000 limit, that credit utilization gets down to 30% once again, which is where you want to be. Parents, we've had it rough, haven't we, with the pandemic. The kids out of a very long summer for them. And gray hairs, I've noticed a lot more gray hairs on my head, driving us crazy. Love our kids, but sometimes we need a break. And how can you have a break in the middle of a pandemic? Well, finding the right babysitter during normal times can be a challenge, but finding the right babysitter during a pandemic is a whole other level. So here are some experts' advice on hiring a babysitter during the COVID-19 pandemic. Until you know the babysitter's specific circumstances, probably best to conduct the initial screen interview over the phone or on a video chat. And then after a phone call or two, everyone feeling really comfortable, you can then meet in person, with make sure your mask is on, of course, and see how they interact with the kids. And then you really want to be kind of upfront with them and basic. Ask them if they've had any exposure over the past 2 weeks to anyone who's had COVID-19 or anybody who has any of the symptoms that we know about with the disease. You probably wouldn't normally ask a babysitter who else lives with them or whether they get together with friends for barbecues over the weekends. But right now, that's actually a fair question, they say. You don't need to be completely invasive, but you need to know whether they live with a partner or a roommate or a parent who works as an essential worker, or if they regularly socialize in large groups of people, because that could, in effect, your bubble. And then you should probably ask whether this is their only job or if they're going to be babysitting for multiple families. Once again, just to make sure that you know who this person is coming in contact with. Set up some rules beforehand and be very specific, such as wearing masks, at least in the beginning, hand washing at regular times, and taking temperatures before they come into the home. They say the COVID-related questions are obviously a big deal right now, and you should be making that a priority in your interview. Summer's here, the grilling season, and so are some of our most loved vegetables. They're in season, and here are some tips on grilling them on the outdoor grill. They say you should pre-cook your hard vegetables. Now, things that are kind of soft, like zucchini and onions, bell peppers, they're perfect. You can stick them right from the refrigerator onto the grill. They will char and caramelize quite nicely, but things like potatoes, it won't really cook on the grill, so you kind of need to pre-cook them by sticking them in the microwave or boiling them for at least half their cooking time, and then you can finish up on the grill. Not a bad way. Veggies need ingredients to enhance their flavor as well, so try some all-purpose seasoning, or better yet, marinate them to give them even more flavor, but stick to oil or vinegar-based marinades, not those sugar-based sauces like barbecue sauce, because they will over-caramelize and they'll burn when you're grilled, unless you really like that burnt taste. And although it may be tempting grilling vegetables over a high heat the entire time, risk burning them before they're even cooking through. If you want to get that charred, go ahead and stick them on the grill first on high. Then when you get the char, move it to turn the temperature down to medium, or move your vegetables to a side of the grill that's not on. Therefore, it will continue to cook with the heat but not get the scarring of the flames. And then finally, how many unwatched episodes do you have in your continued watching list on Netflix? I have a few of them. They won't go away. Unfortunately, they stay there. And then when you try and find the stuff you do want to watch, you got to kind of search kind of deep. Well, now that there's a latest update from the Netflix app, and it includes a long-awaited fix for this issue. So if you want to edit your continued watching line on your device, scroll to your continued watching section and then tap on the three dots beneath the program that you'd like to delete. Choose the remove from row feature and voila, it disappears. You're welcome. So there's our show for today, Wednesday, July 15th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.